This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com coming to you from the rainy climes of Western Japan. And coming to you from the rainy climes of Portland, Oregon, is my good friend James Evan Pilato of MediaMonarchy.com. James, thank you for joining us again.
Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
James, I understand today is a special day for you.
It is. It's my 33rd birthday. How very Masonic of me.
Well, congratulations and happy birthday. How very Masonic indeed. Well, all right, to everybody, one and two and one, two. Happy birthday to you. All right. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thanks so
all
much.
That. But I guess we should get into the news, which I guess is probably why people are here watching us right now.
That's absolutely right. And that's why we're here, and again, we really appreciate the folks who comment, who share, who vote up these stories. Again, post them on, you know, your site, your social networking site, and again, newworldnextweek.com is the way you can get the high-quality videos. You can burn them off, again, for maybe folks who aren't online to just help propagate and spread all this information. So, much like last week, James, I believe we went around the horn of the media monarchy kingdom. And we're going to do the same this week, and we're going to start off on foodworldorder.com with a story from Food Safety News, corporations spending millions lobbying for food safety. The Senate recently updated its lobbying disclosure database with second quarter spending information. The documents available through the database reveal which organizations are spending what and where their money is focused. The Senate website is set up so that you can easily search for companies lobbying on behalf of a particular subject like food safety. Anyone can even view the particular actions of a favorite grocery chain, coffee company, or fast food restaurant. I don't know if favorite would be the word I would use. But we can get into looking at McDonald's, Cargill, ConAg, Starbucks, on and on and on, and we have the links up to check out this search database for yourself, which is, it's really handy. What I find interesting and why we have this up on foodworldorder.com is that the majority of these corporations are focusing on what is known as Senate Bill 510, the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act. But that's not all. We also have McDonald's lobbying for food labeling legislation, childhood nutrition bills, climate change, global warming, and it's the same for a lot of these corporations. And James, isn't it, I feel really good that these corporations now are really concerned about, you know, our kids' health and food safety, because they're not acting in their own best interest by any stretch, are they?
Absolutely not. I don't see any evidence of that whatsoever. And I think that now that the corporations have turned to the benevolent goodwill of all humanity, we can all hold hands, sing kumbaya, and go home. I think our work here is done.
Absolutely. Well, and wrapping up this story from foodsafetynews.com, nearly every company and organization that registered for lobbying designated some money to lobbying policymakers on the Food Safety Modernization Act. This bill has received a lot of objection and support from many different interest groups and continues to be one of the most contested pieces of legislation. We do have links for you to govtrack.us just to get the abstract and the text and see where this bill stands. Of course, our Congress critters are on vacation currently, but we do have a link to the great farmwars.info for more background on this Senate bill. And again, this really shows how things get done. And I think, unfortunately, this segues kind of well into our second story. But James, if you'd like to wrap up on this food safety lobbying story.
Yes, I would just like to interject by asking people to go and look at that farmwars.info article. It's really well written, and it's got some very interesting information, especially talking about how the USDA and the FDA don't, under U.S. code even, don't really have the authority to actually set any binding regulations on things like food safety, but they're allowed to do that because the states have allowed them to contract with the states. And it's once again, states' rights and state sovereignty is at the forefront. And if people took back their local governments and their state governments, they could get rid of these parasitic agencies, which are really bringing food to danger, not food safety.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as we said, segueing unfortunately well to our second story that's posted up on cyberspacewar.com. And this article was written by a guy named Josh Silver of Free Press. And this does connect back to the site and I guess the organization known as SaveTheInternet.com. The Google-Verizon deal, the end of the net as we know it. For years, internet advocates have warned of the doomsday scenario that will play out and did perhaps play out this past Monday. Google and Verizon announced a deal that New York Times reports, quote, could allow Verizon to speed some online content to internet users more quickly if the content's creators are willing to pay for the privilege. The deal marks the beginning of the end of the internet as we know it. Since its beginnings, the net was a level playing field that allowed all content to move at the same speed, whether it's ABC News or your uncle's video blog or The New World Next Week or any of your alternative media outlets. That's all about to change, and the result couldn't be more bleak for the future of the internet, for television, radio, and independent voices. This article goes on, and unfortunately, what this sums up as, FCC, you have no authority over us as Google and Verizon and the telecom giants, and you're not going to do anything about it. Congress, we own you, and we'll get whatever legislation we want. And American people, you can't stop us. So, James, Internet 2.
Right. Well, let's look at this, because I think everyone who's watching this can agree, everyone who cares about the alternative media and alternative news can agree that we need net neutrality, because without it, the internet as we've known it is lost, is gone. But the question we really need to think about is, what solution do we want to propose for this? Because the solution that a lot of people seem to be going for is that we do need the FCC, or we need Congress to be making rules and laws. We need mother government to come in and save us, please. Save us from these evil corporations, when really, truly, the actual solution that we need to be proposing is an actual free market where people can decide what they want and what they don't want, so that if a provider like Verizon comes along and says, we're going to do away with net neutrality, people can take their business elsewhere. That's what the system that we should be proposing, because we don't need government to come along and save us, because we know that they slip poison pills into anything to do with net neutrality, so that, oh, by the way, Obama can have a kill switch over the internet, or things like that. So again, it's the question, we don't need these agencies to come along and save us. I think the solution we need is an actual free market, and I know that that's, you know, we don't have free market capitalism. We have crony capitalism under a fascist corporate government. So that's pie in the sky thinking, maybe. But the point is that people need to boycott any company that even thinks about ending net neutrality.
Mm-hmm. And again, that directly relates to the first story and the lobbying Congress for food safety. So internet safety, food safety, all stuck with poison pens and pills.
Absolutely, and it's all about consumer choice and consumer freedoms. That's what we need to be arguing from. People should be able to take their business wherever they want. Mm-hmm.
So, James, our final story as we land back on MediaMonarchy.com is an interesting story that's been kind of growing, and I see it, and it's as we speak here on August 11th. It's the top story on Google News. And this is all about the Ballad of Stephen Slater. So I've called this the Take This Job and Shove It meme, brought to you by corporate media. We've got stories from the New York Daily News and the Washington Post and the LA Times and pages on Facebook all around. Stephen Slater emerges from jail, basks in new status as celebrity. So grabbing from the live coverage blog in the Washington Post, Stephen Slater, you may have had enough of your job, but people can't get enough of you. Disgruntled workers of the world have united behind you. Flight attendants walk a little taller thanks to you, and now musicians are paying tribute to you. Essentially, this has turned into a viral meme story, and we have linked up videos of Jimmy Fallon last night on The Late Show playing a song about you got to take two beers and jump. Other videos from someone named Rachel Glassberg sings, see you later, Stephen Slater, your first class hellraiser. There was another story that has turned out to be a hoax, and we have a link to that on VancouverSun.com about the viral I Quit girl setting the world straight. It essentially was a PR hoax and stunt, but it ties into this meme that we're talking about, this take this job and shove it meme, that I feel you can kind of look at two ways. The one way would be, yeah, absolutely. And again, it all relates. Let's stand up to these corporations who mistreat us and walk away and sometimes do it in dramatic fashion. the flip side to that, to me, when I watched the clip of Jimmy Fallon on NBC, owned by General Electric, if you listen to the lyrics of the song, it plays on, you know, if you've had too much at work and all these, you know, bad things are happening, you got to take two beers and jump. Or if you stub your toe or all these other little piddly things. It seems in a way that they're pushing the idea of saying, yeah, go ahead, quit your job. That just means we don't have to fire you or downsize you, and we don't have to pay you unemployment benefits. James, what's your take on this meme?
Well, I was kind of enjoying the meme until you just did that buzzkill. you're right. I mean, this does play into a sort of corporate agenda, doesn't it? We don't have to fire you. If you quit, there goes all your benefits and everything. Yeah. So it is, unfortunately, I guess you could see it that way. But let's take something positive out of it, because we are going to have to cut the cord that ties us to these corporate slave institutions at some point anyway, so we might as well do it at some point on our terms and then build the alternative economy that's going to have to come into being somehow at some time in order to replace that system that's currently enslaving so many of us. So I don't know. I'm not encouraging anyone to do it if they're not in the financial situation to do it. But it's fun to live vicariously through people like Steven Slater anyways, isn't it?
It is. And it's, again, interesting to watch how these stories kind of build and play out. So there we have it.
All right. Another great episode. Thank you so much. James Evan Pilato, MediaMonarchy.com. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks so much. Take care.